The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We are at John Fayle Gymnasium for the next to last game of the home portion of the schedule in this full 2021-2022 season. And fun to see the student section and the members of the band with their flashlights on their phones lighting up with the pregame video playing as we get ready to get fired up for a big conference matchup with the Rock Island Rocks in town. And the video has been updated with scenes from this season. Let's go to public address announcer Jeff Lamb for the streak starting lineup.
More Galesburg Silver Streaks!
A 6'1 senior guard, number one, Jeremiah Neighbors. A 6'1 senior guard, number five, Dre Gypsiaco. A 6'2 senior guard, number 15, Alex Gypsiaco. A 6'6 senior forward, number 33, Cole Derry. And a 6'5 senior forward, number 34, Kyle Dorsch. Your streaks are coached by Chad Thompson.
Well, this crowd is amped up tonight with this Rock Island Rocks team in town for a big Western Big Six Conference matchup. Silver Streaks 22-5 overall. Rock Island 17-8, but they have an advantage over the Silver Streaks in the standings at 9-2. Silver Streaks two games back at 7-4. And both teams trailing Quincy in first place, who, of course, we will see a week from tonight down in Baldwin Gymnasium. But first things first, big matchup. Ball batted into the backcourt, chased down by Dre, throws it, turns, throws it off Jalen Randall out of bounds, and the Silver Streaks will win a chased down extended tip. Cameron Atkinson, 6'4 junior. Jalen Randall, 6' senior. Down low, Cohen in front of the basket. Shot rolls off the back of the rim. Rebound, Kai Rios, a 6'7 senior. And Marion Anderson and Amarion Nimmers, the two big names who have done so much for this Rock Island team this season. That's your starting five for the Rocks wearing the road red under Mark Polite in his first season after the legendary Tom Siegel retired. A pull-up jumper just inside of the arc by Cameron Atkinson, a two. He doesn't take many of those. Most of his are from three-point range. Now the Streaks attack at the other end. A miss by Babers. Dortch with the rebound. Gets blocked. Ball deflected off Dre to Derry. He gets blocked. Loose ball to Babers. Out to Alex for three off the back rim. Rebound fought for. Cohen, a fifth chance for the Streaks. Over to left side, Alex through the lane, the kick out, Cohen for three. Well, took five chances, but the Streaks take the lead at 3-2. Hope you got all those stats.
No guarantees.
Jalen Randall, a 6' senior, left side, Kai Rios, the big man at 6'7. But the guy to really watch out for is this one, Amarion Nimmers, who launches a three off the back rim, rattles around, and finally falls off. And Dre with a rebound. That ball did everything but go through the cylinder. Into the front court, Cohen. Kick out. Alex swinging around. Open. Babers left side. Another three. And the Streaks on top, 6-2 with a three-point ball. Well, this is totally opposite of what we were able to do up at Rock Island. They got off to the fast start and never slowed down. Step back three by Nimmers. Off the mark again. Rebound yanked away by Dre. Streaks trying to build on an early four-point lead. Just off the right wing. Up top, Alex. To the left side, Cohen. 2 minutes gone into this game. 6-2 is the Galesburg lead here early. At the volleyball line, Babers picks up his dribble. Over to Dortch on the left wing. Now down low. Derry drives. Comes up short on the shot. Cohen's had some good looks at it. He just hasn't been able to finish. 6-2 Galesburg, though. On the right wing, Atkinson. Cutting down the right side of the lane. Nimmers up and in over Babers. Floating away from the basket down the right side. His first basket, 6-4, streaks by two. Into the front court, Alex. Sees an opening to the free throw line. Still with the dribble. Down the left side. Got around Rios, and then he couldn't finish it off. Nimmers with the rebound. Rocks out with it. Left side pull-up. Randall. And gets called for double dribble. Little hesitation, little uncertainty. And ended up stopping and starting again.
Yeah, the Streaks getting some good looks here right at the hoop and just not able to convert yet. But you can't believe that that's going to continue for the entire game. So all signs are pointing in the right direction here for the Streaks.
Deflected in the backcourt. Rocks steal it away. A little hesitation, dribble down the lane. Anderson misses his shot. And it's Cohen with a rebound. 6-4 Galesburg. Dre, pull up, left side, shoots off the rim. Rebound, Anderson. And Streaks steal it away. Dortch with a running layup on the right side. And an official's timeout. Looking over at Marion Anderson. I don't know if he's making sure that he's okay. We're going to go ahead and inbound it. 8-4 Silver Streaks. Turning that turnover into points.
Yeah, there's Carl again. Just another hustle play. Rock Island secures the rebound. Carl, I'm just going to take it away and converts for two.
Pull up jumper off the right side. Way off the mark. Rebound. Weak side. Dre. Rios was off the mark from about 5 feet out. Dre with four rebounds in this game already. 4:40 to go first quarter. 8-4 Galesburg. Dre with it on the right wing. Entry pass Babers. Double team. Nice. Over to Alex to the lane. Up and in.
Great pass. Block-to-block pass by JB. Awesome look.
Drew the double team on the right side. Left Alex open on the left side. 10-4 Galesburg. 4.5 minutes to go. Chad Thompson said, we want a fast start. We want to get Rock Island down. There's a pick. A drive through the lane. Galesburg with a steal. Dre into the front court. Derry down the lane. They reach in and take it away. Cohen slips and falls. He's up. Jalen Randall driving the other way. Through the lane, off the hands of Marion Anderson. Saves it baseline. Over to Randall cutting through the lane. Gets the basket up and in. Lots of action. And not real pretty at times, but both teams going at it hard. We got a 30-second timeout by Rock Island. 10-6 Galesburg, 4:01 to go here in this opening quarter.
Well, honestly, you're already getting to see the difference that Cohen Derry has made in this game and not being in the first matchup. I mean, just his presence around the hoop has altered shots. He's gotten rebounds. Many Streaks have gotten good looks around the rim. Again, we've missed a bunch. I can't believe that that's going to continue. But really, defensively, I mean, to not allow Rocky to get out to a fast start and to have the lead right now, I mean, I feel really good so far. So
Rocky, just by comparison, got off to a 9-0 start up at their place. Galesburg eventually came back. Jeremiah Babers hit a couple of big three-pointers in the second quarter that very, very briefly gave Galesburg the lead, and then Rocky went on that run. And the Streaks never really had a chance to push him. Here's a give and go to Carl.
Nice.
Driving with a right-hand reverse layup. Set a screen out high and then drop down low on the pass from Babers. 12-6 Galesburg. Well-run play coming out of the timeout. Here's Nimmers open for three and hits just to the left of the top of the arc. He's got five. 12-9 Galesburg by three. Pressure by Rocky. Streaks break it. Babers pull-up jumper. 14-footer in and out and then rolls through. That ball just hung on the rim and then fell off the back iron and fell through. Five in the game for Babers. Streaks lead by five. 14-9, approaching 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Baker Beal into the game. Drives, cut off at the free throw line. Now to the right side, Nimmers. Pull-up jumper, Atkinson from the baseline. Missed it. Streaks have gotten him to take two shots inside the three-point arc. Cohen Derry with the rebound. 5-point Galesburg lead under 3 minutes to go first quarter. Babers across midcourt. Nolan Carl will check in for Galesburg at the next dead ball. Dre drives, tries to pass it over to the corner. Alex trying to chase it down, and it goes out of bounds for the third Galesburg turnover. Carl, that's Nolan Carl into the game, replacing Carl. That's Carl Dortch. And we've got a mask timeout. First stoppage of play, under 4 minutes to go, opening quarter. 14-9 is the Galesburg lead. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day. Some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Tonight after the Fight in Illini on WGIL.
Yeah, speaking of Fight in Illini, what a game they've got tonight at Purdue. Certainly the biggest game in the Big Ten, probably this entire week. And we will get you to that action as soon as we are done here at Galesburg High School, where the Silver Streaks lead Rock Island 14-9, 2:43 to go here in this opening quarter. Good start for the Streaks pick, like what we see here so far, outside of the missed shots, as you've already alluded to.
Yeah, I mean, they're matching, the Streaks are matching Rock Island's intensity. They forced them into some tough shots. They've rebounded extremely well, and so this is exactly what Coach Thompson wanted us to do, and hopefully we can sustain it.
A kick by the Silver Streak out
to do, and hopefully we can sustain it.
A kick by the Silver Streak, Alex Egyptiaco. So Rocky will inbound it. We got off to a little bit of a late start. Started about 15 minutes late. There was no bus for Rock Island. So they got a late start. Sophomore game was supposed to start at 5:30. Got underway about 5:45. And then we ended up, unfortunately for the Streaks, in a continuous clock game. Here's a pull-up jumper by Nimmers. Three off the back iron. No. They got Dre with five rebounds in this game after hauling that one down. We still got over 2 minutes to play in the first quarter, and he's halfway to double figures in rebounds already. JB, along the volleyball line, finds an opening, drives, and then short arms it, gets it back. Follow won't go. Rebound tipped out on the floor. Derry bats it over. JB with another chance. Out to Dre for three. Off the back iron. There's Babers with another rebound. Feeds to Cohen with a reverse layup. Well, Chad Thompson said in the pregame, if we win tonight, the key stat's going to be rebounding. And the Streaks are getting a lot of offensive rebounds in this first quarter. A drive by Nimmers. He can't finish the shot, but no and one either. And Chad, if you look over, applauding. That's something he also talked about. Get them to the free throw line. Don't give them any and ones, because they don't shoot well as a team from the free throw line, especially this guy right here. You'd think Amarion Nimmers as deadly and as efficient as he is offensively, but he struggles from the free throw line, and just to prove me wrong, he hits the first one.
No, you said it. I mean, he's 50% from the line on the year. As a team, they're shooting 60%, so, you know, not one of their strong suits.
Second one in and out, so he holds true to the statistical form there. The foul, meanwhile, was on Nolan Carl, who also grabbed down that rebounded missed free throw. 1:33 to go, first quarter. The drive, the give to Nolan up and in on a feed from Alex, who found an opening in the lane and then gave it to Nolan cutting into the baseline. First basket of the game for Nolan Carl. Cameron Atkinson on the outside. Steps left, steps right. Try to go side to side. Pull-up jumper, hits an 18-footer. He hasn't taken a three-pointer yet, but he's got four in the game. His three-point shooting, 75% of his shots in the conference coming in were from three-point range. Nothing from behind the arc so far tonight. 1 minute to go, first quarter. JB drives, the fake, the kick out. Corner three by Dre, in and out. Rebound tapped out, last touched by Rock Island. I thought maybe Nolan reached over the top and poked it out, but it'll go back to the Streaks. 54.3 seconds to go, first quarter. 18-12 Galesburg. Carl Dortch back in. So another Carl for Carl exchange as Nolan sits down. Again, Streaks without Easton Steck and Ian Dominique tonight. On the inbound, JB traveled with it. Yep, we saw that one up here. Good look at it out on the wing right below us and got the happy feet going before he put the ball down on the floor. But Steck out still with a concussion. Didn't play in the Geneseo game Friday night either. And Ian Dominique, if you were with us in the pregame, just sick. Not COVID sick. He's just like flu sick. Yeah, that's still a thing, apparently. And we don't have Ian tonight. So lots more playing time for Carl Dortch and Nolan Carr. The in and the back out. And now the right side, Atkinson for three. Missed that one. Rebound on the floor, and it's Dortch who comes up with it for the Streaks. Gelsberg with the ball, 30 seconds to go. Driving, Carl just lost the handle on it. Right through the hands of Dortch. Rocky with the fifth Gelsberg turnover. To the left corner, Baker Beal. The kick out, the three by Marian Anderson. Too long, rebound, weak side. Rock Island ran underneath it, and it's tipped out to the half court to Nimmers. Now back to Nimmers, open off the wing. Off the back iron, and a push underneath. Clearing out, Baker Beal takes out Carl Dortch going for the rebound. And that's the first foul of the game on Beal. Marian Nimmers, I have in this game, just 2 out of 6 so far, so he's getting his shots. Streak's fortunate that he's not knocking him down so far.
Well, Jeremiah Baber's taking the assignment tonight. He wanted it. Coach Thompson kind of threw it out there. Who wants it? And you know JB was going to step up.
Final 4 seconds. JB drives, picked by Anderson on the run, throws it up at three-quarter court, or rather three-point range. He just had to fire it away to get a shot off. It doesn't go down. 18-12, Gelsberg by 6 after 1 over Rocky on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Gelsberg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Gelsberg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Gelsberg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Gelsberg Nissan, Gelsberg Nissan Car Rental, Gelsberg Car Care, and Gelsberg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Gelsberg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Gelsberg.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, if you heard us wowing, it's from the rebounding numbers, and it's at least partially contributed to a 6-point Gelsberg lead after one quarter over Rock Island. What are those numbers again, Pick?
Streaks with 14 rebounds, Rocky with 5.
Incredible.
And so, you know, Coach Thompson said that was going to be the key, and so far the Streaks are holding up true to that.
Rocky with the ball to start quarter number 2 on the right side, driving Anderson. Blocked by Cohen Berry. Chased down by Alex Egyptiaco for the rebound. Streaks are doing a defensive job here through one quarter. As we start quarter number 2, Gelsberg ball up 6. Derry lost his man, drives into contact, got knocked down. No foul, Kai Rios with a rebound. It's been tough going on the inside for Cohen. Rocky will ball, left side, Cameron Atkinson around a screen, step back in the corner, kicks it out to Nimmers. Swing it around into the right corner. Now dribbling back up top, Jalen Randall through the lane, free throw line, leans in, gets the shot up, and a foul called. A reach in on the arm by the Silver Streaks. Might be on Alex. It is his first.
Well, you know, with as much contact as Cohen had down here at the other end, that was about as ticky-tack as you could get.
That's a good point,
but,
yep.
You know, as physical as they're letting them play down in the paint, you hate to see that one get called there.
And Randall makes the first free throw. He's got 3 in the game, 18-13, Gelsberg by 5. Second shot by Randall, up and in as well. Gelsberg by 4. Rocky scored first. Gelsberg hit a 3 to take the lead at 3-2 and have had the lead since. 7 minutes to play for the half here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Derry on the left elbow. Working his way in, just outside the lane. The kick out back to Nolan Carl. Nolan puts the ball on the floor. Spin move up with a shot, and nice. A foul called on Rock Island. The Rocks wanted to travel. Nolan took it right into the heart of the defense, and he's going to get 2 free throws out of it.
And because of Nolan's size, he could do that more times than not. He's so long, so big. He did just a great job there of getting contact and trying to get to the line.
And there's his first made free throw of the season. He was 0 for 5 prior to that attempt. And he very calmly hits the first one. Biggest, most important minutes that Nolan Carle has played this season right here in this game tonight. He entered the game at about the 4.5-minute mark of the first quarter as he misses the second free throw. Quantarian Brooks with the rebound for Rock Island. 5-point Gelsberg lead, under 7 to play for the half. Just right side of the arc. Driving, Brooks, kick out, swing it back to the outside, left side Randall on the wing. Now up top, Nimmers, working against JB. Into the hands of Brooks, pulls it back out. And right back up top it goes to Murray and Anderson. Stops at the high post. The kick out. Driving through the lane. Brooks forces one up badly, way off the top of the backboard. Missed badly. Babers with a rebound. Streaks with a 5-point lead and the ball. 6:10 to go. Down low. Dre through the hands. Saves at baseline. Kick out to Derry on the right wing. Around a screen. In the lane. Stops. Spins. Kicks it out up top to Alex. Now over to brother Dre. It'll be JB posting up. The kick out to Derry. Corner three, short. Rebound on the floor. Anderson pulls up for Rock Island. Tough shooting night for Cohen tonight so far. Only one made basket, 2 points. But the Silver Streaks on top by 5. In the lane, the kick out. High post up top, it goes Kyrios. Down the lane, lost the handle on it. Streaks take it away. Alex picks up the loose ball. Babers will bring it into the front court. Now Derry on the wing to the free throw line. Stops there, pulls up, shoots, rolls around and off. Nimmers with his third rebound for Rock Island. One of Cohen's most uncontested shots of the night, and he couldn't hit. Here's a steal by Dre, falling out of bounds on the baseline. Brooks, Dre anticipated it, stole it away. Right side Derry passes up the shot out to JB for 3.
Hey.
He's got
yes,
8.
Sir.
Streaks lead by 8. Timeout, Gelsberg, 5:06 to go here in the first half. A 30-second timeout for Gelsberg.
Textbook transition three right there. Came to the other end. Nolan drove, kicked it out. I mean, JB's wide open. More times than not, he's going to knock that down.
Yeah, he's got 2 threes in the game so far. Along with a 2, he leads the Streaks in scoring with 8 right now. Elsewhere in the Western Big Six Conference tonight, should mention, this really, I mean, we talk about spotlight games on the schedule. This is it. Let's face it. You got the third and fourth place teams going at it. Quincy is at Geneseo. Geneseo would have to play awfully, awfully well. Sterling is at Moline. If that game were at Sterling, I might think it might be a little bit tougher, but Moline is so tough at Wharton Field now. You got to believe that the outcome of that one probably not in doubt. And United Township at Alleman tonight, of course, the Pioneers 0-22, and they have just struggled as mightily as anything as you can imagine. And, in fact, here Quincy on top 30-8 over Geneseo. And that was about 3 minutes to go in the first half in that game. Back underway coming out of the Gelsberg timeout. And a travel called out high on Atkinson. And that's 3 turnovers for Rock Island already here in the second quarter after they had 3 in the first quarter. And the Streaks defense forcing a little more pressure here and trying to build this lead up 8 now with 4:50 to play in the half. On the floor for the Streaks, the Egyptiaco twins, Derry, Dorch, and Babers with the ball, bring it across midcourt. So the 5 who started the game back together again on the floor right now. The feed to Court Dark. Carle down the lane, waits for the man to go around, and the ball falls off, but he got fouled. That ball just sat on the rim and refused to go down, so Carl's going to have to earn it at the free throw line. He did a nice job of waiting for the man to fly by, and you thought for sure he'd just polish it off easily then, but somebody got him on the arm, and he just couldn't get the ball to fall through. So to the line goes Carle. 46% on the season, and the first one off the front of the rim. He's got 4 points in the game. I thought they called the foul on Atkinson, but it's not showing on the scoreboard. But I think that's who got it. Third team foul on Rock Island. Carle makes the second one. He's got 5 in the game, and the Streaks have their biggest lead now at 23-14. Streaks are playing really well here. Love to see the crowd make some noise here. Keep firing this team up. Nimmers open outside, missed a 3, and Dre squares up, steps back, hauls down yet another rebound in this game. Streaks trying to get into a double-digit lead here as we approach the midpoint of quarter number 2. Derry, right side of the top of the arc. He'll shoot it. It's off the rim, falls off, and just hangs again and won't go through. Even picks body language and urging over here to my right. Can't get that ball to go down.
Trying to will it in.
Rocky with the ball. Three by Randall off the wing. Off the back iron. Weak side rebound, Marian Anderson. Through the lane, right back to Randall. Collides with Carl, who's going to get called for a blocking foul. Carl was just there, and Randall, going after the ball, ran into him. That's a tough foul on Dortch. It'll be his first. 23-14 streaks. Nolan Carl will be in for Carl Dortch. A conversation among the officials. Mask timeout. He's pointing to his mouth. I figured it was either that or somebody spit their gum out. I wasn't sure. 3:51 to go first half. 23-14, Galesburg by 9. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, FNM Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like First Presbyterian Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning, the WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
3:51 to go first half at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, the Hall of Famer Jeremy Pickrell, Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer. 23-14, Galesburg over Rock Island by 9. Halftime at Geneseo. Quincy on top of the Maple Leafs, 43-15. So the Blue Devils looking to stay in command of first place with a one-game lead over Moline and these Rock Island Rocks. You know they're closely watching the score of this one. Rocky coming out of the official timeout with the ball. Good defense by Dre. All over Atkinson. The give and go to the baseline. Nimmers dumps it off over to the right side and fouled. Terrell Akers going up with a shot just off the right side of the lane. Streaks don't want to give Nimmers that baseline, but he got just enough of an opening to drive it. And he fed it over to Akers, who missed the shot, but he's fouled. Second foul of the game, Nolan Carl. And he'll go to the line shooting two. Tramell Akers in the Western Big Six Conference, 2-for-11 from the free throw line. And, of course, he makes the first one. You think, okay, good. That's not a bad guy to foul. Well, he got the first one. Looked very good shooting it. Second one, in and out. Rebound fought for. Rocky had a hand on it, but Nolan Carl controls for the Silver Streaks. His second rebound. Here's Babers driving baseline. Kicks it into the corner. Nolan, he'll drive. Floats it up. And he gets fouled going to the basket. Another one just wouldn't go down.
Yep.
But Nolan will go back to the line. Again, 0-for-5 from the free throw line this season before he made 1-of-2 earlier. Marian Anderson the foul, his first. 3:31 to go first half. Galesburg by 9 as Nolan hits the first one. And again, Silver Streaks looking to hit a double-digit lead for the first time in this game. 24-15 currently. Second one by Nolan. That one's too long off the back iron. Rebound Anderson, who's got 4 boards already for Rock Island. Up top, Randall works his way left to right, guarded by Alex. Just inside the top of the arc, Nimmers feeds it right side, driving in. Anderson up over Carl, won't go down, fought for, gets his own rebound, puts it up, got fouled. He'll go to the line. In among two Galesburg players, Nolan Carl and Cohen Derry, and Marian Anderson rebounded his own miss somehow in between the two of them, and on the putback got fouled, and now that's 3 on Nolan Carl. So that'll have to get Carl Dortch back into the game, and the Streaks with a shorter bench tonight with no Easton Steck or Ian Dominique. So to see any player with 3 fouls does raise some concern for the coaching staff.
Well, whatever they worked on leading into this game with this rotation seems to be working so far defensively. Rock Island doesn't even have a bucket here in the second quarter. All their points have come off of free throws.
That is true. And we have 3:11 to go. And I'm going to be careful about saying this because, you know, I don't want the broadcaster jinx, but after 6 first quarter turnovers, I have none for the Streaks in the second quarter. 3 for Rocky, though. Both free throws good for Murray and Anderson. 24-17, Gelsberg by 7. And the Rocks will put the full court pressure on. Alex will inbound. He'll be just to the right of the Rock Island basket. Dortch comes back in for Nolan Carl. Babers, the give right back to Alex. Now over to Dre. Still pressure in the backcourt. Dre will get it across midcourt. Looking all around him, making sure nobody's around him. Stops with the dribble, gives to Babers. 3 minutes to go for the half. Babers, right where the lightning bolt comes through the Gelsberg Silver Streaks logo on the floor. Now backing up toward half court. Babers calling out the shots. Streaks want to spread the floor here, get some spacing going in the half court. Entry pass over through Carl. I don't know if Carl wasn't ready for it or if the pass just was totally out of reach that he really just didn't even go for it. So, see, I said it, and there it was. First turnover of the second quarter.
Just whisper it next time. I don't
okay.
know.
It's too late.
Again, it was that was one of those passes where I think JB had one of those against Geneseo to Carl where it was just a tough angle to make that pass.
I talked a little bit about that with Coach Thompson prior to the game, just basically asking what's the best angle for Carl as he gets tied up trying to play defense on Nimmers, who drives, kicks it back out. Swings it around to the left side, Atkinson. Now back to Nimmers, guarded by Babers. Tries to work through a screen. JB fought through it. Marian Anderson driving. Jump stop in the lane, and he skidded and traveled. That's 7 Rock Island turnovers.
The streaks are just making it really tough for Rock Island to drive and get anything going to the hoop. I mean, I think that's the difference because now you've got a couple guys, 2 or 3 even, when Nolan Carl's on the floor, that have some size and some length that can really alter some shots.
Chad Thompson said we're going to do everything we can to stop them from going left. They just want to go right, go right, go right. And that's certainly what happened on that possession. Here's a drive by Dre. Got blocked, got it back, put it up and in. 26-17. Streaks staying at that 9-point lead. First basket for Dre. Under 2 minutes to go for the half. Gelsberg by 9. Nimmers this time gets freed up around the screen. Shoots from the elbow off the back iron. Rebound, Derrick. Again, the Streaks try to get it to double figures. JB inside the free throw line, flips it up and in. He's in double figures with 10. 28-17, Gelsberg.
Sir.
Timeout, Rock Island. A minute 36 to go in the half. And JB takes a shot heading to the sideline. Was that from Coach Harden?
I think Coach Harden gave him the old Heisman stiff arm.
About knocked him over right into the scoring table. And the Rock Island coaches come out onto the floor and confer and take a few moments to collect themselves as they head back into the huddle. A minute 36 to go in the half. And the Silver Streaks putting points on the board like Jeremy Pickrell used to do against these Rock Island Rocks. So I found some box scores from the two seasons that you played varsity ball, 2000 and 2001. And you had some good ones against these teams. What was that one game, 26 we looked at? Maybe.
I remember my senior year having 22 and 12 at their place. Really, my junior year, the first game we played against Rock Island was kind of like the breakout game for me. I had 17 points, and that was kind of – that was huge for us as a team because it was like, okay, I kind of showed that I could be that third option behind Boche and Jordan Watson, who both played Division I basketball. So,
and who are, of course, guards, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you established a post presence. Here's a drive on the left side by Randall. Took it right at Alex. Missed the shot. Good defense by Alex, but the ball came right back to Randall, who followed, finished, and got fouled. So coming out of the Rock Island timeout, you can see they were pretty determined to get the ball to the basket. And they did, taking it right at Alex Egyptiaco. So that's his second. Nolan Carl with 3. The rest of the team combined has only 1 foul. And the free throw rolls off. Rebound tipped up. And they're going to call Marian Anderson. Judging by Marian Anderson, yep, they call him on the reach. Apparently maybe getting a hand on a Silver Streak from the back and kind of clearing out a little bit as Randall missed the free throw. Babers on the inbound. Now to Alex. Spins away from Nimmers. Babers into the front court to Carl. Catches,
nice.
Puts it up
yes,
and in.
Sir.
And a nice job to Carl to collect that one on a full court bounce pass and put it up and in for an 11-point Gelsberg lead.
Just a great look by JB. Everyone's up trying to provide some pressure to get a turnover. Hey, there's Carl wide open underneath the hoop.
There are 2 guys around the middle of the floor. He threaded it right between them. Quick 3 on the other end by Rocky, and we got clearing out under the basket. And that's another foul on Rock Island. fighting for the rebound. They'll call Baker Beal in his second after a quick missed three. And Rock Island just looks like they're really pressing. And that's all the credit in the world to how Galesburg has absolutely played the Streaks style of play that they want to establish here in this game.
Yes, in that first game, Rock Island dictated everything that they did. Here, the Streaks have really limited them to being a perimeter shooting team.
Here's a near steal, and it is Nimmers. Gets it, feeds it in the lane, up and in by Marian Anderson. Cohen Derry got his hand up inside the cylinder into the net. The ball went through the rim anyway, so goaltending is the call, but the ball went through anyway after the Streaks turned it over on the inbound. And now it's down to a 9-point Galesburg lead with 46 seconds to go. Babers into the front court. Derry driving in from the left side, slips, maintains the dribble though, and kicks it back out to Babers, who holds the ball on his left hip. Let's get ready to calm down a little bit. 30 seconds to go. First half. 9-point Galesburg lead. Babers on the wing. Gets his defender, Kai Rios, behind him. And then now Rios kind of works his way around, tries to switch off to Anderson. Over to Alex on the left side, 17 seconds to go. Alex slips, kicks it, but Baber's right there to pick it up. JB finds an opening, and a foul called over on the sideline as Streaks had spread the floor and maybe had an opening trying to head to the basket. And maybe a smart foul by Rock Island to prevent what could have been a driving layup. Cameron Atkinson's with his second, and it'll be a 1-1 for JB with 11.7 seconds to go in the half.
And that's the guy you want at the line to close out the half, definitely.
This will be free throw number 160 on the season for Babers in game number 28. Up and off the back iron.
Dort
sneaks in,
yes,
and gets it and puts it back in on an offensive rebound. Off the missed free throw, the Streaks get two, lead by 11, 2 seconds. Randall falls,
yes,
and Rock Island will not get off a shot.
Wow.
An 11-point Galesburg lead. Crowd, come to your feet. This was a great first-half performance by the Silver Streaks. Come on, folks, come to your feet. 32-21, Galesburg at the half by 11. We'll take a timeout. We'll look at the first-half stats. We'll look through the individual scoring. We'll get a word from the coaching staff, which I think has to be delighted with Galesburg on top. 32-21 over Rock Island at the half. From John Thiel Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
After your gift is open, they're going to have to rename it
Valentine's Sleigh.
This year, Kohl's Diamond Gallery is offering their one-of-a-kind everything you could possibly want bundle, which features any jewelry item in the store valued at $99 or more, which is gift enough in itself. But at Kohl's Diamond Gallery, they'll throw in an additional $129 worth of goodies for just $59 extra dollars. We're talking a half dozen red roses from Hy-Vee, a big box of chocolates, a teddy bear named Clarence Cole, and dinner at the Pizza House. Then they'll put it all in a basket and deliver it for free.
Hey, what about me? Are I your Valentine too?
For the little Valentines in your life, make sure you pick up the Little Sweetheart Package, which includes your choice of heart-shaped diamond earrings or pendant, a teddy bear, chocolates, one rose, and pizza, all for just $49.99.
So if you want a Valentine's sleigh this Valentine's Day, Kohl's Diamond Gallery makes it easy. And they're even open this Sunday 10 to 4 and Monday 10 to 5. Don't forget your sweethearts at 370 East Simmons, downtown Galesburg. Or phone it in at 344-EVER.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium, 32-21. We're about to get the drum line here coming out to perform. So, Pick, you're going to talk, and I'm not going to hear what you're going to say. And I'm going to talk, and you're not going to hear what I'm going to say. But hopefully the listeners will be able to hear what we have to say. I'll tell you, just such an impressive first half by the Silver Streaks. I don't know if I can put into words just how great this team played. Just thoroughly set the tone and maintain it throughout these first two quarters.
You couldn't have said any better. I mean, I don't think we could have played a better half or in terms of just a total game or a total half where you've got that they completely took them out of anything that they wanted to do offensively. We got all kinds of – it could easily be a 15-point game in favor of us if we make some of those bunnies in the first quarter. Right now it's only an 11-point game, but you couldn't have asked for a better first half. Now, the key here, as anyone who's ever coached basketball, coming out of a half with a lead, the first 3 minutes of the third quarter are going to tell the tale of this game. If the Streaks continue to come out with a lot of intensity and that same kind of just stick-to-itiveness on offense and just that team buy-in concept on defense within those first 3 minutes, and we get an opportunity to extend that lead, I feel really good about our chances to win this game. If they let Rocky come out and get off to a fast start in the second half, we're going to have a dogfight in the end.
And great role playing in this game by Nolan Carl and Carl Dortch, too, in very important minutes.
Coming in the absence of Easton as our defensive guy, Ian is our three-point specialist coming out off the bench. Carl getting a start. I think Carl getting a start tonight maybe energize those guys. You know, when Carl typically comes off the bench, he provides a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and it was there from the tip.
Yeah.
So, I have to feel like that, along with everything else I talked about, has really fed into really probably one of the best halves that Galesburg has played all year.
And even though the shooting numbers may not entirely reflect it, we still like what we're going to see from the team stats here. What do you show there?
Absolutely. I have Galesburg with 8 turnovers, 21 rebounds in the half.
Oh, my goodness.
And you said it. You know, Coach Thompson said that was going to be a key. Well, so far they're checking the box there. Shooting 10 of 22 from 2, 3 for 8 from 3, that 13 for 30 overall. And I have us 4 for 6 from the line. Rock Island with 7 turnovers, 14 rebounds. They're shooting 50% from 2, 6 of 12. And as I said, we've kind of turned them into a perimeter shooting team. They're 1 for 12 from 3-point line.
Wow.
For 7 for 24 for the half. And they are 6 for 9 from the free throw line. And they shot 5 of 7 in that second quarter. Really, that was the only thing that really kept them in the game, was getting to the line and knocking down free throws.
Well, and again, this is a team, Rock Island, that comes in shooting from two-point range as a team, shooting 63% in Western Big Six Conference. But they're not bad from three-point range either, just under 32%. So that is such a telling stat how the Streaks have limited their shooting percentage here in this first half.
And, I think if you're, looking into the numbers a little bit, it might be they shoot so well from the outside in the three because they're able to get into a rhythm by getting those drives and stuff. The Streaks are just shutting that down.
Yeah.
I mean, Marion Nimmers has only 6 points, and Easton Steck's not on him. JB is getting the job done defensively tonight, and he's got 10 points to go with it as well.
We're excited to hear what Mark Harden has to say. We're going to let you head down. We'll take a break here. Silver Streaks by 11 over Rock Island at the half. We'll talk with the coaching staff when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Check out Menards West Burlington Self-Storage Facility. Menards Self-Storage, located next to the West Burlington Menards store, offers the most convenient and secure self-storage in the area. This facility features 24/7 access, video surveillance, and on-site management. Menards has climate-controlled units and warehouse units at the best prices in the area. Units are going quickly, so reserve yours now at MenardsSelfStorage.com.
Save big money at Menards.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Galesburg's Chocolate Festival returns Saturday, February 19th and Sunday, February 20th. The annual fundraiser for Galesburg's Historical Society is bigger than ever with two exciting events. Saturday, head to the Vault at Reserve Artisan Ales from 7 to 10 for adults-only dinner, desserts, and entertainment. Then Sunday, the Vault will host a family-friendly day of sweet treats from 11 to 4. Get all the details on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The Button Spotter is still out spotting winners like Alice Burns, who won $40 for wearing her yellow WGIL button. You could be a winner as well from WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Streaks lead Rock Island 32-21. Let's head down courtside with Pick.
Here with assistant coach Mark Harden. And coach, I don't know that we've played a better half of basketball all year than what we just saw here in the first half. Just kind of speak on that.
Yeah, we're doing all the little things very well. We're boxing out. We're outmatching them as far as physically in the paint. We're getting to all the loose balls. We're playing a very well-rounded game right now.
What do you think are going to be the keys to us sustaining that first half into the second half?
Focus. And they also missed some shots, but we know they're going to try and come out and give a big punch here.
Well, we missed some shots, too, there in the first quarter, but good luck to you in the second half.
Thank you.
Thanks to assistant coach Mark Harden joining us here at halftime. Silver Streaks with an 11-point lead over Rock Island as we're a minute away from starting the third quarter. 32-21 is the Galesburg lead. We'll get to some other scores here really quickly. Actually, we'll wait for Pick to come back, and then we'll run through the scores so he can hear them too. Individual scoring in the first half, Jalen Randall and Amarion Nimmers each with 6 for Rock Island. Cameron Atkinson, looking ahead on my score sheet, Marion Anderson with 4 each. So that's 20, and Tramell Akers has the other point. 21 for the Rock Island Rocks at halftime. For the Silver Streaks, Jeremiah Babers, the only player in double figures with 10. Carl Dortz, just short of double figures, with 9. Cohen Derry, 5. Nolan Carl, 4. And the twins, Alex and Drea Gypsiaco, each with 2. So ready to start the second half. Silver Streaks will put the same 5 to start the third quarter. Alex will inbound to Babers with Derry, Carl, Andrea Gypsiaco. Other scores, Quincy leading Geneseo 60-21 at the end of the third quarter. We'll catch up on the other scores in a moment. Carl around his man right side, called for an offensive foul, drawing the charge down low, Jalen Randall. And that's the first turnover of the second half on the first possession of the Silver Streaks. Out of breath?
A little bit. What I was going to say there, though, that's where that little dribble that Carl has to take before he shoots gets him into trouble. Just a good job by the Rock Island player to take that charge.
Nimmers to the right side. Feeds off. Little weave. Now they kind of back off it. Swing it around into the left corner. Everybody's touched the ball already on this possession. Out high, Atkinson. Open 3. Airballed it. Trying to save it. And Nimmers can't. He already stepped out of bounds when he got a hand on it, trying to throw it back in and off Cohen Derry. So that's an air ball. That's only the second 3 of the game, second 3 attempted by Cameron Atkinson, who came into this game in conference play alone, shooting nearly 60 in 10 games. He had 8 in the Quincy game. Here's Derry on the left side, dribbling, double team. They got a hand on it, and now they steal it away. Driving right side, Randall getting around Babers with the and one. Just got around him. JB was trying to play straight up defense, but he leaned into him just a little bit. And Randall in leading figures now with Rock Island for 8. And it's 32-23 with a free throw coming. And just what Coach Chad Thompson said, we want to try to avoid as much as possible. Shots and free throws. Missed it, though. Cohen Derry, just his 3rd rebound of the game. First foul of the game on Babers. And 2 turnovers already on the Silver Streaks. Dre with a pull-up 3. Hits it up the top of the arc. Nobody came out to guard him. Dre said, all right, fine, I'll just shoot it. Streaks by 12. Minute gone here in the third quarter. Atkinson up top, Randall. Alex fights through a screen. Pass reversal back over to Nimmers. JB has to fight through a screen. Nimmers backs up. Now right side over to Anderson. Rocky setting a lot of screens in the half court. Rocky being patient, looking for better shots. Nimmers, right side, reaching in. Dre knocks it loose. A scramble on the floor. It's Babers who comes up with it. Alex, Dre helped knock it loose. Streaks with a turnover. Cohen squares up for three, a little bit short. Weak side rebound pops over into the hands of Kai Rios. That would have been a huge bucket for the Streaks. Spinning, another turnover. Nope, Alex can't get to it. Nimmers was out of control on the dribble, backing up and in. And Alex came around from the backside and just poked it free, but he couldn't get the ball before it dribbled out of bounds on the far side. Who's going to inbound for Rocky? Now it'll be finally Randall who comes over right in front of his own bench. Out high to Nimmers at the volleyball line. Top of the arc. Trying to back up JB. Gets around him. Drives into Carl. Plays through contact. Banks it up and in anyway. 35-25. Gelsberg by 10. 6 minutes to play third quarter. Alex left wing. Dribbles it right. Stops at the high post. Over to JB in the corner. Babers right back down to Dre. Low post. Pump fakes up. Got blocked. Rebound. Out to Alex. Feeds it right back down low to Dre. Has a hard time corralling it. Now spin move. Left side. Drives. Too strong. Over the rim. Kai Rios the rebound. Dre reaches in. Tries to steal it away. Now they go chest to chest with each other. Talking it over. Alex getting in there as well. Trying to help defend his brother. And the officials clear everybody out of there. Dre's going to get called for the reach-in foul, trying to rip it away from Kai Rios. And he didn't take too kindly at it. The Rock Island players are huddled up under the basket. Coach Chad Thompson in there. He's got his hands on the Egyptiaco arms, pulling them out and away. And now, did we get offsetting technicals? Did we get offsetting technicals or offsetting personals? I thought I heard Jeff Lane. Yep, they've got it both on the board. So a personal on Rios and a foul on Dre as well. So no foul shots coming out of it. Apparently no technicals. And it'll be Rock Island ball. 2.5 minutes gone, third quarter. Gelsberg by 10. Pull-up jumper Nimmers. You don't want to get them fired up. He rebounds his own miss, driving down the lane in a reach-in called on the Silver Streaks. The ball caromed long right back to Nimmers, flying in from out high, and he just kept the momentum going right down the lane, and Dre gets called for a very quick second foul. So Nimmers to the line, as we talked about earlier, just 50% from the line in the conference anyway. Streaks have held him about as quiet as you can up to this stage of the game, and he's well short on the first free throw. He has 8. And in the conference, well, Pick talked about it in the pregame. They've got 3 of the top 10 scorers in the Western Big Six. They've got, what, 2 of the top 6 rebounders?
3.
Nimmers missed them both. The tip out, though, and he goes right back to him, and they're going to get another chance. Derry got a hand on the rebound. Now he gets it in from the baseline and drives it all the way in, and that's what Chad Thompson said they couldn't give him. Don't give him the baseline, and he drove in from the corner and finished it off. So Nimmers missed a 3, missed 2 free throws, ends up with a 2. Now out high, JB gets hit pretty hard, and kind of a late whistle as JB got knocked to the ground. And they're going to call the basket interference. That was a Silver Streaks who got up there. That was Cohen Derry who came flying in and got a hand in the cylinder. They're going to say the basket counts. Are going to call it basket interference. And I don't think the official realized it was the Streaks who gave the basket interference. And now there's a conversation at the scoring table, and Mark Polite is upset. I'm not sure that I blame him, because that's going to be a huge break for the Streaks if that basket's going to count. The foul is on Nimmers, and they're going to give JB the basket, I think.
That's the way it looks. I think he just was confused.
Mark Polite is demanding the officials come over and talk it over. He is telling the officials, you need to come over and have a conversation, and they're not going to do it. So JB turns it into a 3-point play. Well,
that could be a big play.
Yeah, it sure could. It's an 11-point Gelsberg lead, under 5 minutes to play third quarter. Now, that was clearly Cohen Derry who came flying in and got his hand up in the rim. The ball didn't go down, and the officials called it basket interference, and the Streaks get a huge break. Nimmers around the screen, drives into Nolan Carl and gets fouled. The ball doesn't go down. Nolan just picked up his fourth foul, and Nimmers will go right back to the line shooting two. Well, we can see the Rock Island strategy here in the second half, can't we? Attack, attack, attack.
Exactly what they weren't doing in the first half. So Streaks are going to have to make an adjustment because last thing we want to do is get into some foul trouble here.
Yeah.
We've got three guys with two fouls, and then they're just going to take Nolan Carl out, who has four. So we've got to be very careful here.
Nimmers with the first free throw, 38-28. He's got five in the half, 11 for the game. Streaks held him to 6 points all in the first quarter. Now he's got five in the third quarter, looking for number six here. Up and in. 12 for the game. Ball circled around the rim a little bit. Hesitated to drop through. 9-point Gelsberg lead, 4.5 minutes to play. Dre, Alex, Babers, Derry. Has it now left wing. Passes up to three. Drives. Jump stop in the lane. And he got called for dragging his pivot foot when he stopped. That's 11 Gelsberg turnovers. Three in this half. Back into the game, Quantarian Brooks for Rock Island. 5'10", 180-pound junior, replacing Kai Rios at 6'7". So going with more of a guard-oriented strategy here for Coach Mark Polite. On the right side, they get it back to Nimmers. Now left side it goes to Brooks. Up top, swinging around back right, Marian Anderson driving. Jump stop in the lane. Left side driving, Brooks falls down, gets the basket up and in. Tough shot from the baseline, kissing it off the glass. The lead is seven. Feed into Carl. Up, another offensive foul call from the left side. And Marian Anderson able to draw the charge successfully. The word flop comes to mind.
Well,
but the officials went with it. And we're going to take the mask timeout with 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. And momentum shifting to the Rock Island Rocks now. Still a 7-point Gelsberg lead halfway through quarter number three. 38-31 Streaks on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Halfway through quarter number three here at John Field Gymnasium. Rock Island has cut into the Gelsberg lead a bit. They've outscored the Streaks 10-6 here in the third quarter. 38-31, still the Gelsberg lead. Streaks have had the lead since hitting a three in the first quarter to take a 3-2 lead. Have led by as many as 12 here in this first half. The Rock Island ball coming off a Gelsberg turnover, an offensive foul called against Carl Dortch. And Rock Island has had a little bit of momentum here in the second half. Trying to get the lead down to five, maybe four here. Patient in the half court. On the right side, Atkinson gives to Nimmers. Spins into the lane. JB got a hand on it. Nimmers trying to get it back. They're going to say Babers touched it last. That was just down to our left. I'm not sure that was the right call, but after the Streaks got three free points a little bit earlier, I'm not going to complain about this one. On the inbound, the lob out high to Anderson. Swing it around left corner into Atkinson. Now back up top to Raekwon Miller. Now back to the right side, Nimmers. Entry pass, Anderson going against Derry. The skip up top. Over to Nimmers, just right at the top of the arc. Fakes right, steps back, drains a three. He's starting to feel it. He's got nine in the quarter, and the lead is four. 38-34, Gelsberg. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Babers.
Yes.
Up top. Entry pass down low. Derry right at his man. And a foul on the floor. Reach in. Officials calling this one tighter here in the second half.
Yeah. I was begging for him to feed him the ball. He had his man sealed. Yes, do it. Trust your eyes.
Second foul of the game on Marian Anderson. Entry pass out to Babers. Misses the catch and release three. Atkinson with a rebound. Rocky can get it to two, maybe one here. Driving in right side. Brooks blocked by Dortch. And now a late call. Says he got him on the arm on the block. That's four on Dortch, four on Nolan Carl, and 17 fouls on the Streaks here with still 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. This thing is trending the wrong direction for the Silver Streaks. First free throw in and out by Quantarian Brooks. Brooks in Western Big Six conference play. That's only his fourth free throw attempt. He's 1 for 4. Again, just in conference play.
And now Aaron Carl enters the game. Let's see what he can do down there.
Again, Streaks with a shorthanded bench, if you're just joining us. Missed both free throws. Rocky Island got in there, created a loose ball. Streaks still scrambling for it. Into the backcourt. Dre drives. Eurostep finish. And that energizes this crowd again. Streaks by 6. Rocky back quickly. Tripping, falling, and a foul called on Alex Egyptiaco. Brooks was just a little out of control on the dribble. And then Alex was just kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. Their feet got tied up with each other. And 3 fouls now on Alex. And Quantarian Brooks right back to the free throw line where he just missed 2. How about that scramble? Babers diving onto the floor in between 2 Rock Island players, creating a loose ball, which Dre was able to pick up and turn into a layup at the other end. Free throw up and in by Brooks. So he missed the first 2, now right back at the line. He's kind of got the feel for the free throw. And we got a stoppage of play. The officials, I think, are removing somebody from the Galesburg crowd down below us. And now a little bit of a stoppage as they're going to wipe up a wet spot on the floor, which one of the officials out there looking around going, well, where is
it?
2:43 to go, third quarter. Let's see if that freezes up Brooks here, waiting to shoot a second free throw. 40-35 Galesburg. Here's the second one. Up and in and out. Rebound. How did Rock Island's Marian Anderson get in there for the rebound?
Well,
and then he missed the follow. Cohen Derry got fouled as he yanked down the rebound. How did Anderson get in the middle of all those Silver Streaks down low to pull down that offensive rebound to begin with?
Well, he is leading the conference in rebounding, so he finds ways.
Derry did haul down the rebound off the miss. Brooks fouled him. JB posting up. The kick out deflected by Rock Island into the student section. 2:28 to go, third quarter. Galesburg ball inbounding from the end of the Galesburg bench. 2:28 to go, third quarter. Inbound to Babers. Just left of the arc. Around a screen by Aaron Carl. There's an opening. JB drives, banks it in. That shot acted like it didn't want to go down, but it falls through. 7-point Galesburg lead. Babers with 15 in the game to lead the Streaks. Left wing, JB pokes it loose. Into the lane, Aaron Carl picks it up. 9 turnovers on Rock Island. Into the front court, Dre on the wing. Around his man, to the baseline. Drives up with the left hand and in. He's got 7.5, 9 for the game. Galesburg by 9. 44-35 on a Rock Island turnover. 1:45 to play, third quarter. Raquan Miller up top. Over into the hands of Quantarian Brooks. Free throw line. Picks up his dribble out to Nimmers at the volleyball line. Now guarded by Alex. Playing with 3 fouls. Crowd coming to life if you can hear him. Long 3 off the wing. Good by Raquan Miller. He was 5 feet behind the arc. He just launched it. Kind of liked it because it didn't look like it was a good shot. And then it goes through. 6-point Galesburg lead. Aaron Carl fakes from the right wing, drives, floats it up with a teardrop, missed it, and a late whistle. The ball went off the rim, came off, and that's when the whistle blew by the officials. A defensive foul against Rock Island. A very late call. 3 fouls on Marian Anderson.
Yeah, I don't think he let him come down or gave him space to come down after he took the floater. But now he goes to the line. Let's see if he can knock him down.
Aaron Carl's 2nd free throw of the season off the rim. You heard me right. 2nd free throw of the season. 1:16 to go, third quarter. 6-point Galesburg lead. 18 fouls on the Streaks. 5 on Rock Island. 2nd free throw coming for Aaron. Eyes it. Missed it badly. Marian Anderson with his 7th rebound in this game. Streaks miss a chance there. The lead is 6. On the left side, Miller hit a 3 just a moment ago. Up top it goes to Atkinson. He's maybe the more deadly 3-point shooter. And here's the most deadly scorer of all. Driving in Nimmers. Contact, no foul. He's begging for one. Missed the shot. Cohen Derry with a rebound. what they're letting go and what they're not letting go in this game is hard to figure out. And now a timeout by the Streaks as there was pressure in the backcourt, wanted to avoid the 10-second call. 50 seconds to go, third quarter, 30-second timeout for the Streaks. 50 seconds, 49.8 specifically on the clock, 44-38 Galesburg, Streaks ball. Coming out of a 30-second timeout. We're weathering the storm here.
Second half of this this third quarter, we've had some energy. I would say that we came out a little flat for about the first half of this quarter. We'd only taken like two or three shots, and Rock Island was kind of, again, going back to what we were talking about. They were dictating what was going on. They were making a concerted effort to get to the line. That really slowed this game down. Fortunately, they've only made two of seven free throws this quarter, so in theory it's worked, but they haven't capitalized, so we're fortunate.
Moline dropped 100 on Sterling tonight, 104-58.
Holy.
16 straight victories for the Maroons, who stay a game back of Quincy in the conference standings. That's what Rock Island's trying to do here. Aaron Carl, tough pass, tried to scoop it back to Babers, stolen away by Raekwon Miller, and then Babers fouled him, reaching in, trying to get it back. Second foul on JB. 13 Galesburg turnovers is what I have at 5 in this third quarter. And 32.2 seconds to go, and the ninth Galesburg team foul on that reach by Babers is going to put Raekwon Miller at the free throw line. So the Streaks are putting guys at the line who haven't had a lot of experience there. This is Raekwon Miller's first conference free throw of the season. 6-point Galesburg lead, up and in. And he's got four in the quarter and for the game. 44-39, Streaks by five. Sterling, meanwhile, 16-11 after that big loss. He hit them both. It's a 4-point Galesburg lead. Pretty good. You put 104 points on a 16-11 team.
Yeah, that's
Moline
pretty wild.
Has every cylinder pumping as efficiently as they have all season long. Final 20 seconds, third quarter here. Galesburg's lead is four, Streaks ball. Babers just to the right of the center circle. 14 seconds. Trying to work around a Derry screen. Derry drops down low. The kick over to Alex on the wing. 9 seconds. Down low to Derry. Draws a double team. Pokes it over to Nolan. Now up top, Babers. 4 seconds. Drives. The kick out.
Get it.
Alex for three. Airballed it. Rebound tipped out to Dre, but he can't get a follow-up. So the Streaks can't convert at the end of the third quarter. It'll be Rock Island ball to start the fourth. 44-40, Galesburg's lead on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Employers say it's hard to find good people.
People looking for work say it's hard to find a good job.
Find both at galesburg.info.
This local resource is the perfect place for local employers to post open positions and local candidates to find good work. galesburg.info. Keyword jobs.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Rock Island ball to start the fourth quarter. Galesburg leading by four. 44-40. Streaks trying to stay mathematically in the hunt. Well, no, I guess they don't now because Quincy won. Nevertheless, huge game. Streaks trying to finish this one off. Amarion Nemer spins in the lane, finishes it off. That's what he does. He fakes to the left and then spins to the right. And he got himself enough of an opening to finish the shot. Now Derry drives, stolen away by Rock Island. Now poked away, free, scramble for it. It'll be the Rocks who come up with it. Nimmers collides with Babers. Carl scoops it up, and a push foul called from behind by Nimmers. Holy cow, there was a lot of action going on that one as Rock Island forces a Galesburg turnover, and the Streaks just did not give up on it. battling for the ball, and a foul on Nimmers is what ends up coming out at the end of it. His second. Six Rock Island team fouls. Gelsberg up two with the ball. Nolan Carl, entry pass down to Derry, tough angle, and Rocky poked it out of bounds. 7:09 to play.
We're running that flex cut there, and as Cohen's coming across, you got to hit him as he's getting open, you know, kind of you're leading your receiver almost.
Entry or the inbounds pass from Alex out high to Dre at half court. He'll start the dribble just off the left wing. Nolan trying to set a screen. Dre shoots.
Bang. And hits a three.
Oh, that was huge. That's a huge bucket right there.
Nolan was setting up for the screen. Rock Island dropped down, so Dre launched it and hit for 12 and a half and 14 for the game. Now Nimmers answers at the other end with three. You can't just leave him that wide open. He can do so much. Now Dre crosses over. Alex got away with the travel on the left side. Drives all the way in, finishes with a left hand. That probably shouldn't have been a turnover. Four-point Gelsberg lead. Down low, the kick out. They're going to get it to Nimmers every possibility with 6:20 to go in the game here. Alex guarding him. Works his way right. Hands off to Atkinson. Now to the left side, Marian Anderson. Back it goes to Nimmers out near the volleyball line. Step back three. Way off the mark. Dre alone for the rebound. Here's Nolan at the other end. Drives. That's an offensive foul. And he's out of the game. I mean, Nimmers couldn't have been standing there any longer. And Nolan, just trying to do too much, charged right into him. He's out of the game. 15 Gelsberg turnovers. And the Streaks lead holds at 4 with 6:02 to play in the game. Probably inexperience is what we chalk it up to there. Because Nolan just hasn't been on the floor in these key minutes like this at any point this season. So Carl Dortch back in. He also playing with four fouls. Under 6 minutes to play in the game. Four-point Gelsberg lead. Nimmers up top. Leading Rock Island with 20. And a reach-in foul as he works through a double team.
That's four on Alex now.
Yep.
Well, gonna have to put JB back on Nimmers just to save some guys some fouls.
Yeah, Babers has two. Again, Streaks shorthanded on the bench. As we've talked about earlier, Easton Steck still recovering from the concussion that he sustained in the Richwoods game, so he didn't play Friday against Geneseo. Not cleared to return to action yet. Nimmers hits the first free throw, and Ian Dominique is home sick. Not with COVID. Feel like we have to clarify that every time we say somebody's under the weather these days. Second free throw rattles through. Nimmers with 7 in the quarter, 22 for the game. It's a two-point Gelsberg lead, 49-47. Dortch and Alex with four fouls on the floor with Babers, Derry, who's been held down scoring in this game. In fact, he hasn't scored in the second half. Dre on the left wing. Cohen up top, looking right, dribbles once, passes it over to Alex. The clear out on the right side is there, but they keep the ball on the perimeter. Carl throws it right to Raekwon Miller, steals, lays it up with a run out, and we are tied at 49. He jumped that pass, read Carl's eyes, and knew exactly where he was going with it when he was doing it. JB drives, scoops it to Cohen, in the lane, takes it to the basket, finishes, but the foul on the floor beforehand. Chad Thompson begging for the foul and the and one, but the official making it very clear the foul was on the floor. So Cohen will shoot a 1-1 here on the first foul on Raekwon Miller, seventh Rock Island team foul, and Derry shooting his first free throw attempts of the game. 65% on the season. In fact, this is only the second free throw of the half for the Streaks, and that is the first second half point for Cohen Derry on that first free throw, 50-49. Gelsberg back up by one. 5:07 to play in the game. Second one by the Streaks senior forward, in and out. Oh, rebound, Alex from the backside. Finds a loose ball, picks it up. Out to Cohen for three, short. Rebound, Rock Island. A little too much standing around by the Streaks waiting for that ball to come down. Nimmers spins again in the lane. Gets the and one as he takes it right at Cohen Berry. Alex bought the little head fake to the left. Nimmer spun around into the right. Derry was there waiting. Gets called for just his first foul, and Rocky has the lead with an and one. The first lead for the Rocks since they were up 2-0 on the first basket of the game. We have 4:52 to play, and Nimmer's right back to the line. In the quarter.
I tell you, it might be crazy, but it might be a good time to maybe switch to that zone that we throw out there every once in a while just to give Rock Island a different look, clog up the lane a little bit more. The only problem is it's difficult to rebound out of. So when Rocky has three guys in the top six of rebounding in the conference, that's going to be tough, but might not be a bad idea.
Dre with a crossover drives in, and another charge called. Another offensive foul called. Tramell Akers. There was a lot of movement by Rocky on that defensive end. Dre was aggressive going to the basket. And Tramell Akers was successfully able to draw the charge. That's the third foul on Dre. 17 Galesburg turnovers and a timeout by the Streaks. 4:41 to play in the game. It'll be Rocky ball when we come back from Thiel on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, only two home games remaining for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And their 12-point lead in this game has evaporated. They now trail Rock Island by 52-50. A Galesburg timeout with 4:41 to play in the game, coming off an offensive foul called against Dre Egyptiaco. The 17th Galesburg turnover. It'll be Rock Island ball coming out of the timeout. Quincy Moline and United Township already winners in the Western Big Six tonight. 4:35 away from this one going final. Rocky ball and a two-point lead. Atkinson pass right side over to Nimmer. Still guarded by Alex, playing with those four fouls. Entry pass down low. Backing his way in on Dortch, turnaround jumper, Tramell Akers. His first basket of the game. And Rocky's biggest lead now at 54-50 as we approach the midpoint of quarter number four. Here's another jump pass. Aaron is able to take it away. Cohen Derry right wing, short on another three. Alex with a rebound, coming out with it, gets knocked down. Ball trickles out of bounds. Last touch by Nimmers, and the Streaks hang on. 4:03 to go in the game. Cohen Derry has not been able to find his shot here tonight. Only 6 points in the game, and one of those on a free throw. Heck of a job by Alex to scramble and keep that ball alive and give the Streaks another shot here.
I'm not so sure he didn't rip it away from Carl. It looked like Carl had his hands on it, and Alex was like, give me that ball. I'm going to bring it back out, try to set something up. But in the process, Nimmer's got his hand in there and poked it away.
Babers inbound on the baseline. Dre slips but recovers to take the inbounds pass. Now up top to Babers. Head and shoulder fake. Drives, got around his man. Too strong off the backboard. Carl with a rebound.
Get in there.
Good, and he's fouled. And Carl does some talking coming out of there. He got in there, grabbed on, latched on, followed, and got fouled. Carl with 11 in the game. One short of his career high, which he got down at the Taylorville tournament with 12 against Decatur Eisenhower. 3:52, mask timeout. A chance for everybody to catch their breath. With 3:52 to go in this game, a two-point Galesburg lead and a free throw coming when we come back. It's Rocky by two on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Bethesda Food Pantry, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Galesburg's News. Galesburg's Talk. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Rock Island 54, Galesburg 52. 3:52 left to play here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Hall of Famer Jeremy Pickrell, Clark Burnett, our broadcast engineer. And it has been a barn burner here tonight. Streaks led by as many as 12. Rock Island has scrambled back, fought back, and taken the lead by four. Now the streaks going for an and one with Carl Dortch coming out of the timeout. Yes. He makes it. Yes. He matches his career high with 12, and the streak's within one.
We got to have a big stop right here.
Amarian Nimmers has been the man here in the second half for the Rocks. He leads everybody with 25. They go with a little weave out high. Into the hands of Miller. Now to the left side, Nimmers guarded by Babers now, but now Alex switches, backs off of him, playing with those four fouls. Nimmers all the way to the wing, pulls it back up. 3.5 minutes to play in the game. Again, Fighting Illini basketball against Purdue coming up after our game. Another barn burner we anticipate from Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. A little reach in by JB, but Nimmers hangs on to it. Has it on the right wing. JB giving a little bit of room to work. Doesn't want him to dribble around him. Now back into the corner, Tramell Akers. He passed up a wide open three a moment ago. Nimmers.
Easy,
now
Carl
comes out. There's a defensive switch. And Nimmers chooses not to take it right at him. JB guards him. Nimmers tries baseline. Carl squares up. He missed the shot. It went off the back rim, and Cohen Derry on the weak side with a rebound.
Great job by Carl.
He's held his ground, and now the streaks turn it over on the other end. Trying to find Carl to get him a chance to answer on the other end, and he couldn't handle the interior pass.
They had him, too. I think the pass was just a little high. Okay, deep breath. Back to defense. Again, got to get another big stop right here.
2:40 to go in the game. Still a one-point Rock Island lead. Coming out high. Babers trying to attack Atkinson. Dribbles away. Gets it over to Nimmers on the wing. Dre will guard him over there. Now back up top. It goes to Anderson. Marian Anderson out of the volleyball line. Rock Island showing a lot of patience here. Streaks want him to force him to play in the half court. But they got to take away the dribble drive. Now they flash out on Nimmers. Dre and Dortch double team. Lobs it over. Gets it over to Atkinson. Around Babers. Drives. Teardrop.
Yes.
Missed it. Derry and a battle with Anderson. And a tie up will be Galesburg ball.
Nice.
Cohen Derry went right at one of the leading rebounders in the conference, Marian Anderson. He tied him up. And he forced the held ball, and again a chance for the Streaks to regain the lead.
That's two possessions in a row defensively where Carl has managed to not foul but still have an effect on the play.
2 minutes to go. Babers across midcourt to the right elbow. Now over to Carl on the wing, back out to Dre. Dre works his way toward the top of the arc, working right. Passes it over to JB, right by the John Thiel signature on the floor. Top of the arc, gives it to Cohen, and a reach in by Raekwon Miller, 20 feet away from the basket.
Going to the line.
And 1:43 to go in the game. Cohen will shoot a 1-1 here. 9 team fouls on Rock Island. So just a casual little pass to Cohen, and reaching in from the backside, Raekwon Miller. Just quick hands, just trying to poke it away. And Derry makes the first free throw. We're tied.
Oh, boy. What a great game. Chance to take the lead right here.
After the streaks fell behind by four, their biggest deficit. Going for five in a row here. Off the front of the rim. Rebound from Mel Akers. Tie game, 54 apiece. 1:40 to go in the game. Rock Island ball. Possession arrow favoring the Rocks. Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way. Streaks have two timeouts remaining. Rock Island one. Under 90 seconds to play. Nimmers going at Babers. Slips a bit. Can't get his footing. Backs it up. Now shoots a three. That's off the mark, and he banked it in. Way too strong, but he banked it in. Three-point Rock Island lead, 28 on the night for Amarian Nimmers. Dre finds an opening in the lane. The kick out. Alex to answer. Short. Rebound.
Back up, Carl.
Streaks. Carl put that good. Timeout Streaks. Carl Dortch, a career high. And it's a one-point Rock Island lead with a minute one to go in the game. It'll be Rocks ball coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Who are we liking for Dave's auto crunch time player of the game?
I don't know. We still got a minute left to play.
That's correct. And maybe more, the way this game's going.
Yeah, I mean, just really just a great game played by both teams. The first half was all Galesburg. Second half has kind of been, well, the start of the second half was kind of all Rocky. And now I'd say for this, you know, better part of this fourth quarter, it's been pretty dead even with Rocky with a one-point lead right now. But, I mean, just a great job. You know, you think about the first time that we played these guys and the outcome was not even close to, I think.
Brutal.
Yeah, I mean, nothing that anybody thought it was going to be. And to bounce back with guys out is the big thing. With guys out, like key players on this team, just speaks to the coaching job of Coach Thompson and his staff and really just the grit and determination and that next man up mentality of these boys. So minute left to go, so anything can happen. So we'll see.
This is very similar to the two games these two teams played in the pandemic season, which came right down to the end. And then Rock Island had the better finish in both cases. They won those games 72-65 and 70-60. Just a better final closing minutes for Rock Island in those games. We're down to a minute to go here in a one-point Rocks lead, and the Rocks have the ball. It'll be Nimbers across midcourt, working his way to the right wing. And again, they're going to go to the weave. Out high it goes to Marian Anderson. Here's a double team between Alex and Cohen, trying to get a five call, and a timeout called by Mark Polite before the five-second call is made, and they'll take a full timeout and 44 seconds to go.
Crafty job there by the Streaks, just coming out of nowhere. We're not going to let you weave anymore. It was almost like we're going to wait until he gets his hands on the ball and then try to trap it, and then just a good job filling, forcing Coach Polite into taking a timeout.
And using the size of Cohen Derry as part of that trap to not really give him much room to see or work around either. All right, so we've talked about the free throw situation here because the Rocks with a one-point lead. If they continue to run clock, the Streaks at some point are going to be forced to foul and put somebody at the line. So, Amarion Nimmers, as we've talked about already, 50%. We're talking Western Big Six Conference games here only that we have to measure by from a statistical standpoint. But Nimmers is at 50%. Marian Anderson is at 74%. Jalen Randall, 75%. Atkinson is at 92%. Yeah. And Coach Chad Thompson studies these stats thoroughly and practically memorizes them. And you know that that's part of his consideration as they get ready to play these final 44 seconds. It'll be Atkinson to inbound. And go into the backcourt to Nimmers. They're going to have him touch the ball as much as possible. JB, Nimbers goes around him, driving into the lane. The kick out onto the wing. They pull it back up top to Atkinson. Now Nimmers with it on the wing, 30 seconds to go. The kick out high to Raekwon Miller. Now to the right wing, Atkinson. In the lane, Nimmers driving through traffic.
Oh, wow.
Gets knocked to the deck, and the shot does everything but fall through the rim. He faked left. He jump stopped right. He'll go to the line shooting two, and he's slow to get up. And now he crumples back down to his knees. The foul is the fourth of the game on Dre Egyptiaco. And now Nimmers has gone all the way down onto both knees, face down toward the floor, and he's standing back up. And I think he took a shot right into the midsection. He's having a hard time just catching his breath, and he is now hobbling and now doubles back down to the knees again. You better believe he's going to stay out there to shoot these free throws. He is not going to let anybody take this opportunity away from him to try to secure a victory. And Brandon Terrell was headed out, trainer for Galesburg High School, and he gets waved off. Nimmers is standing at the line ready to go. Not a good free throw shooter, but he's made five in a row in this game. Six out of nine for the game, 50% on the season, first one up and in. Even if he makes them both, it's still a one-possession game, a two-point lead right now with 23 and a half seconds to play. Galesburg has a timeout remaining for Chad Thompson to potentially set up a play here if he wants to. Rock Island pulls four players away. They're giving Galesburg the rebound if Nimmers misses, which he does not. That's some big-time free throw shooting for a 50% shooter. Streaks need a three to tie. Babers works over to the Galesburg sideline. And the Streaks call a timeout with 19 and a half seconds to play to set this up. So Amarion Nimmers, 30 points in the game. He's made seven straight free throws, 8 of 11 for the game. And he's just a gamer. That's all there is to it. 6 points at the half. So 24 in the second half. He had 9 in the third quarter. And here in the fourth quarter, 15 points. You go to your guy.
Gone off, yeah. And he's done what he's capable of doing and what he's done all year for him. So,
and I have them 6 of 8 shooting in the fourth quarter also. Is that right? I mean, those are pressure
five
shots.
Or nine, but
I may have gotten excited. Gave him an extra one.
I'd be more lean your way than mine, I'll tell you that. Curious to see what the streaks do coming out of this timeout. Going into the timeout, I was thinking, man, if we need a three, I mean, and then I looked at the stats to confirm my thinking. Dre is shooting 47, almost 48% from three. He's knocked down a few tonight. It'd be a great time for Dre to knock one of those down right now.
I got to believe Rocky's going to be all over him.
Looks
and
like
Babers.
They're in a 1-3-1.
Inbound goes to Babers. 19 seconds to play. Babers skip pass right side. They get it to Dre on the wing. Picks up his dribble. Atkinson is guarding him. Bounce pass to Babers.
Back.
10 seconds to go. Volleyball line. Over to Dre. Passes it up. Steps left. Now
JB
with
get in there.
One. Oh. It was on the mark, but too long. Rock Island rebound, and the Streaks have to foul him. And the horn sounds. They got the foul with.
They called the game.
Like a half second left, so it really doesn't matter. They're going to say the time ran out, and that's the ball game. So JB had a long look at it. It was right on line, but it was too long. Rock Island came out with a rebound, and they break Galesburg's hearts. 59-56, the final from John Thiel Gymnasium. We'll take a timeout. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL, WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Galesburg on Saturday, February 19th from 11 until 1. Registration starts at 10:30. Sign up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight. Find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get signed up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight.
Menards carries the largest in-stock selection of appliances. Discover the Criterion Advantage with great features and great value. A large 20.8 cubic foot Criterion top freezer refrigerator is Energy Star rated and features adjustable glass shelves and gallon-sized door bins. Save $150 after sale price and mail-in rebate. Pick it up today for just $599. See store for details. Good through February 19th during Menards. Race to saving sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy tonight, open high low at 29. Some sunshine tomorrow, slight chance of rain mixing with snow in the afternoon, high of 40. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with an overnight low at 21. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 33. While Thursday night, cloudy skies, a chance of rain and snow overnight with the temperature slightly rising. And Friday, a chance of rain before noon, otherwise partly sunny, a high of 45. It's 38 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Great high school basketball game here tonight, but Silver Streaks can't hold on. Fall behind by four, come all the way back to tie it up. And from that point on, the Silver Streaks got outscored by just 5-2, which down the stretch was enough. And they fall to the Rock Island Rocks 59-56. JB's three-pointer long, but online, but off the back iron. And the Silver Streaks drop to 22-6 on the season, 7-5 in the Western Big Six. And the Rock Island Rocks stay mathematically in the hunt for a chance at a Western Big Six Conference title. Still a game back of Quincy, tied with Moline for second place. So that's what was at stake for them here tonight. And they absolutely outfought the Silver Streaks in the second half to be able to break Galesburg's hearts here tonight and come away with, well, whoever was going to win this thing was going to claim a really hard-fought, tough victory.
You know, you wanted a little bit of redemption for the Streaks after the way that they played in the first matchup.
Yep.
Without Cohen Derry, but, I mean, even though we came up on the short end, the positive is we had some guys step up into even bigger roles. I'm thinking of Carl Dortch had a ton of minutes tonight. He played more than he has all year and did an outstanding job. Nolan Carl, even though he fouled out with, I want to say, just under 7 minutes in the fourth quarter. Yeah. I mean, he provided some really, really good minutes. Aaron Carl, when we got into foul trouble, was able to come in and provide some well-needed minutes. And without Easton Steck, without Ian Dominique, who knows? But the things are definitely trending in the right direction, even though, obviously with the loss tonight, but things are trending in the right direction at the right time. And that definitely something you can hang your hat on, but I'm sure Coach Thompson will tell you, he's not for moral victories and would have loved to come out with, especially, and the not just Coach Thompson and his coaching staff, the boys. They wanted to win, and they definitely played well enough to win. It was just a few plays here or there, and, Rock Island's guy, Marion Nimmer, is just, doing what he's consistently done all year.
He's the only player they had in double figures.
Yeah, I mean, look at just the job that the Streaks did defensively.
Yeah. So, to your point, Coach Thompson has talked from before the season even started. We want to play as tough a schedule as we can. We want to play teams that are going to challenge us, that are going to force us to get better. Now, granted, you don't have any choice in the Western Big Six Conference. Yeah. I mean, in any conference, you have to play who you have to play. Mm-hmm. But the game here tonight is an indication of how tough you really have to play in the postseason. And who knows when, to your point, somebody like Nolan Carl may have to step up, or Aaron Carl, or Carl Dortch in the way that he responded here tonight in the postseason in a much more serious, higher pressure situation. But because of what they had to do and what they gained from the experience tonight, maybe we'll be talking about them again late February, early March, and looking back at a game like tonight as being the valuable sort of launching point to help them do whatever they may do in the postseason, or any one of these guys. I mean, you look at the Streaks hanging in there in a game when Cohen Derry was held virtually scoreless in the second half, and as you said, no Ian Dominique or no Easton Steck to kind of help offset that a little bit. It was just a was a playoff kind of game here tonight.
Yeah, and underscore how important Cohen Derry is to us with how we got blown out in the first game. And then even though he didn't score in double figures tonight, just him being on the court made a huge impact. They had to account for him at all times. And every time he caught the ball, they were sending bodies to him. And other guys stepped up. One that comes to mind, Carl Dorich, stepped up in the absence of points for Cohen. It's just unfortunate that we came up with a W. I mean, no one's going to be as upset as the players and the coaches, but
sure.
You know, I think that was one that, again, a couple plays bounce our way here or there. You know, a couple buckets going in for look at the first quarter. You know what I mean? The first quarter with all those bunnies that we missed. I had a 6-for-15 from 2-point range in that first quarter alone. You know, a couple of those go down. It's a completely different story. We're talking about the W that we got and what a great game. Even though it's still a great game, I don't want to take that away. But, you know, you can look over the course of an entire game. You don't want to just magnify one particular play or a couple particular plays. You look at the whole game and see where you could have improved, and that's what Coach is going to do going into Friday night's game against Alleman, senior night, and headed into the postseason.
Well, and to your point also, I mean, you know, fourth quarter is crunch time, and the deeper these games get, the more crunch time it becomes. And to Rock Island's credit, I don't want to say anything negative about the Streaks defense tonight because I thought it was terrific. Mm-hmm. So I'm not diminishing what the Streaks did. But in spite of the Streaks defense, I had Rocky shooting 6 out of 8 from the field in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's some pretty impressive winning basketball that you tip your hat to the opposition to be able to do that in this atmosphere with such a scrappy, strong effort from the Streaks like they got. So, I mean, I give them credit, too, for coming through in a way behind their guy, Amarion Nimmers. Out of that 6 out of 8, he was 4 out of 6, and had all but 4 of their 19 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, you just – Coach Thompson said in the pregame, he's the one Division I guy. He's the one Division I college prospect on the floor, and he absolutely played the part in the fourth quarter for the Rocks. So there's that, too. All right, Coach was making his way up. Oh, he's getting stopped by a lot of people. So, well, maybe we'll take a –
he's coming.
He's going to break free here, I think. Maybe. Maybe. Again, 59-56, the final. Rocks win it. Rock Island won the sophomore game as well, 74-43. The Streaks are 22-6, and as Pick said, next game, senior night, coming up on Friday against Rock Island Alleman. Let's find out what the coach has to say as he joins us now. Coach, as always, thanks for coming by. We know what a heartbreaker this was. Your kids just absolutely played their hearts out. This was a fun high school game to watch, and one that hopefully really helps us out in the postseason. I was telling Pick, this is reminiscent of the kind of game that you said you want your team to play this year to really toughen them up.
Absolutely. This is exactly what we want our team to play, to toughen them up. And, you know, when you look back and reflect, did Nemers go off as a D1 player? Should he did? And did we still follow our scout on him? I thought we did it to pretty much perfection. He hit hard step back threes the entire night with the hand in his face. So, you know, hats off to him. And you know what? I know a lot of people say, well, they got lucky. He banked in a shot from the top of the key. I call that a hero shot by their hero. You know, to me, yeah, some will say, yeah, he got lucky. But at the same time, best players step up to make big plays. And the best player on Rocky's team stepped up and made a play to win the game for him, no matter how you draw it up. So you got to give your respect to him and hats off to him because he's great. But at the same time, you got to look at the guys that went on the court for the Streaks tonight and think, wow.
Yeah.
Because to execute a game plan like that, to fight that hard, tooth and nail, shorthanded, knowing that you're not coming out, so you better find a way. and you know what? I thought they found a way. I thought some of the whistles on the aggressive attacks didn't really go our way in the second half. Again, not the result of the game, but in a game like that with our game plan, when we attack like that and don't shoot free throws, it's hard. So, you know, so did the flow of the game hurt us a little bit in the second half? Absolutely it did. Still not an excuse to lose the game. The bottom line is Rock Island beat us tonight. But moving forward, I told him in the locker room, Coach Hawk told him, everybody told him, we don't trade those guys for anybody. We don't trade I will take Jeremiah over anybody in the country. I don't care. I will take him over anybody playing the point guard spot. and I'll take Alex and Dre on the wings. And I would like Easton to get healthy. I'm still taking him anyway. We hope Ian's at home feeling better, and we're rolling with R16. Now that we have Amari with us, we're rolling with R16 until the wheels fall off, and I'm proud of him.
I mean, in that first half, I don't know if you could have executed your game plan any better than what you did from a not only from a defensive standpoint, but from an offensive standpoint. Now there were some, if we could have made some of those bunnies in the first quarter, you know, you when you lose a game like this, it's easy to point to spots late in the game. But in this game, I think that you could really point to those. If we get a couple of those, you know, and get more of a cushion going into the halftime, it makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about that at halftime, too. We're like, gosh, we're playing perfect on, like, one side of the ball. We have missed so many layups. And we had our foot down on them, and we stepped with pressure, but we didn't slam our foot down. And we missed some layups. And, you know, I think if Cohen gets – I mean, we also won this game with our leading scorer not in double figures.
We talked about that.
We almost won this game without him in double figures. And it was Carl Dortch. And, again, we talk about him. I seem like in every big – I know Carl doesn't play many minutes, but we talk about him in every big game. So he's a big game performer.
Well, and typically he provides a spark off the bench. Tonight he was thrust into the starting role, and it seemed like he provided a spark that we needed to really get out to a good start in this game.
Absolutely. Gobbled up the glass all game. Played physical, played hard. Sells his body out on the line. I mean, they all do. And we talk every in our scouting report every day. You've seen it. We say swarm the ball, and we do, and we really do. We take we're undersized most games. I know we are big in terms of muscle and power, but we're undersized most games. We only start one guy typically over 6'3". So I mean, we really have to get after it and swarm the ball, and we did that tonight. We came up one shot short, and arguably the best player in the conference made a game winning play.
Your defensive game plan really just completely took them out of rhythm in the first half. Second half, it was clear coming out of the locker room, they were going to attack the basket, attack, 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 and we got into some foul trouble pretty quickly. Where were we not able to adjust the way you maybe would have wanted us to adjust maybe a little bit better that allowed them to keep doing that longer than you probably wanted them to do?
Absolutely. I'm going to have to watch the film on it, but I think where it mostly went wrong is we wanted to ice those ball screens on Nemers and make him run into a wall. I think we were icing a little bit low and giving Nemers a running start. And when you have a running start, you open yourself up to fouls. So maybe some of the fouls that we think, hey, those might not have been fouls. When you watch it on film, if our guy's backpedaling, it's a foul. It's a foul. So I think we're going to see some of that when we look back on film. I think that's how Nolan got in foul trouble because he was great tonight. I think that's how he got in foul. And I think Carl picked up a couple fouls that way. So really, we needed to guard Nemers on that top of the key ball screen a little better. That's what got him going downhill because JB had him out of rhythm and an absolute mess in the first half.
Yeah.
So, and again, right back at it. Kudos to him for staying mentally tough. I mean, you can see why D1 wants him. If you can have that frustrating of a half where a whole game plan is based on how you're not going to score, to come out and still go off, hats off to him. But again, to us, we'll clean that up. That won't happen twice.
The first matchup without Cohen was not a good ending. Tonight with Cohen, even without him scoring, just talk about his effect to what we were trying to do offensively, how they had to account for him, and how that kind of opened up for an opportunity for other guys.
Yeah, he might have not had his offensive night tonight, but he's still a top five leading scorer in the conference that can score from the high post, from the mid post, from the low post, and from the three-point line. So you have to know where he's at all times. And even we talked with when you have Carl in, it does clog it up a little bit because he is a low block, banging post player. Doesn't open up the drives as much. What we did tonight was, knowing that we had Cohen, they're going to have to honor his three-point shot and his drive, which he did go at the rim hard. I respect him for it. We moved Carl outside, too, with the simple rule of don't dribble. and he did, but he executed. We told Carl, you dive to the block and post, then you vacate. Then you screen and you roll. So you still play the low block presence, but in a constant mobile setting. So by those two executing exactly what we wanted, we were able to still get JB going downhill, Dre and Alex going downhill. We would have wished had Easton going out or Ian with the spot-up threes. But tonight it was Nolan who stepped up and really filled in for those guys. So, but no, we saw a lot of things we liked on film against them with Cohen in. And now we're just going to put it back together. We're going to get our guys back on Friday, hopefully, and work them back in. So we're excited about that. And from this game, these seniors need to remember that they just showed these fans their heart. And these fans, you guys are lucky to get to see them one last time. It's a lucky thing because these kids have given it all to this town.
I want to go big picture as much as you're able to kind of process it at this point. We got two games left in the regular season, and then we're heading into the postseason. What does the experience that a Nolan Carl gets tonight, what do the minutes that an Aaron Carl is able to provide for you, how do you see that sort of developing and helping us at any given moment the rest of the season?
I think it shows those guys to never come in scared. You're not scared of the moment because the moment's not scared of you. I mean, it's going to chew you up and spit you out if you don't take it in. So I think what this shows them is they are high school basketball players. They are high school varsity basketball players that are ready to be on the court when the lights are the absolute brightest. So that way, if Alex goes down with two fouls because of what we asked for him, if Dre goes down with two fouls, if somebody, knock on wood, goes down with an injury like we had with Easton, that's a longer injury, not a quick Band-Aid in play. That way, if we have those moments, we know that we are going to come back and we are going to win that game because we have the right guys in place and we've got a team to trust each other.
Very good.
I got nothing.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to hopefully a fun and just really loud senior night for
Absolutely.
These kids when
mm-hmm.
we come up on
Blackout
Friday.
Night, and these seven are dear to my heart. They're my first group that's gone through high school. I'm a young head coach, and I've known these seven since they were sixth grade, so it's emotional for me. They deserve a big crowd and the right send-off.
Yeah. Look forward to seeing you then, Coach. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Streaks fall tonight here to Rock Island, 59-56. Final stats when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at the Packing House in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Final score from John Thiel Gymnasium, 59-56. Rock Island holds off a final shot rally from the Silver Streaks at the end. And Galesburg drops to 22-6 on the season. Rock Island now 18-8. And they remain a game back in the Western Big Six Conference standings behind Quincy, which had an easy win over Geneseo tonight. Let's take a look at our final statistics. I never added up my team numbers. Did
All
you
right.
add up
yeah,
yours?
Yeah, okay. I tried.
I'm counting on you.
We'll give it a whirl.
Leaning on you once again.
All righty. I had the, for the streaks, I had us with 16 turnovers in the game, 31 rebounds. We won the rebounding battle. I had us shooting 22 of 45 for the game for 49%. We were 17 of 29 from 2 and 5 for 16 from 3. And we were also 9 of 15 from the free throw line. For Rock Island, I had them with only 10 turnovers in the game, one in that fourth quarter, which was, you know.
Only three for the whole second half. Yeah. Even. Yeah.
I had them with 23 rebounds. I only had them shooting 42% for the game. And, like I said, our defense just really kind of turned them into a perimeter shooting team. They were 14 of 24 from 2 for 58%. But for me, 4 of 19 from 3 for 21%. Again, turned them into a three-point shooting team, and you know, unfortunately for a banked-in one there at the end, it could have been a different story. And then I had them 15 to 23 from the free throw line for 65%. So not a great shooting night for Rock Island. I think, you know, we've talked about it all night, and Coach Thompson talked about it. Defensively, we did exactly what we needed to do. Unfortunately, there were a couple plays here or there that didn't go our way, and that's how it goes sometimes.
Individual scoring. As we mentioned during the last segment, Amarian Nimmer is the only Rock Island player in double figures, but he had 30.
Yeah.
Again, one of the leading scorers in the Western Big Six Conference, and he absolutely came through with it tonight including 24 of those in the second half, 15 of those 24 just in the fourth quarter, and made his last seven free throws of the game, finished 8 out of 11 from the line. Jalen Randle had 8. Raekwon Miller had 7. Marian Anderson with 4. He was the leading rebounder for the Rocks with 8 boards. Quantarian Brooks, Tramell Akers. Oh, Cameron Atkinson had 4 also. Brooks and Akers each had 3. Kai Rios, Baker Beal did not score for Rock Island. For the Silver Streaks, 3 players in double figures. Babers led the way with 15. Carl Dorch, a career-high 14. And Drea Gypsiaco had 12. Nolan Carl fouled out of the game with 4. Alex Gypsiaco had 4. Cohen Derry, 7. Aaron Carl did not score for the Silver Streaks. Again, 59-56 the final. Sophomores lost 74-43. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back to close things out from Teal Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
Adulting can be hard, especially during a pandemic. Hello, I'm Haley Miller, the Director of Marketing and Communications at the United Way of Knox County. While the past year has had its challenges, at least my taxes were easy. I used my free taxes from United Way and have already received my federal return. You can file on your phone, tablet, or laptop for free. Check out myfreetaxes.com today or visit us at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
Wear a yellow WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And given how we glowed during the game, probably not going to be obvious. A big surprise here. But I love how, Pick, you even kind of narrowed it down to a particular play. If we really wanted to pick a play, you even narrowed it right down to one that Carl made that was huge in the fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter, I believe we were down 4. I think we shot Cohen shot a 3 from the right wing, and Carl came in, got an offensive rebound, put back, and 1, made the free throw to cut it to 1. You know, if Rock Island ends up coming up with that and going down and scoring another bucket, you know, it could have completely deflated us, but that was a huge play there in particular. And then, obviously, not to mention 14 points for a career high. Just a tremendous job. He only had 4 rebounds, which surprised me when you said that, because he was so active on the glass to only have 4. But, I mean, if you think – I think that every rebound he got was a putback or an and-one putback. So, I mean, just big rebounds at key points of the game. And so, you know, I didn't think we could go with anyone else besides Carl Dorch as our crunch time player of the game.
Well, in fact, I was trying to correlate those 4 rebounds. The only quarter that Carl didn't shoot the ball was the third quarter. He didn't have any rebounds in the third quarter.
There you go.
He had 1 rebound in the first quarter. He had 2 baskets. A rebound in the second quarter, 2 baskets. 2 rebounds, fourth quarter, 2 baskets. I think you're right. I think every one of those rebounds was an offensive putback, and he was 6 for 6 from the field, as it turned out, which, you know, you're going to shoot a pretty high percentage when you get offensive rebounds.
And the other thing, too, the intangible, is that he just brings that kind of lunch pail mentality to the team, where anytime he's in the game, like, he is just going to play as hard as he possibly can, whether things are going well or not. And that brings a certain kind of swagger to your team that everyone else can kind of feed off of. And again, we wanted to get out to a fast start tonight. We did not want to get behind early. Carl gets inserted into the starting lineup, and we have energy right off the bat and get out to an early lead.
It's a fun game to watch. Just wish it had a more fun ending.
Absolutely.
59-56 the final. Again, senior night, Alleman coming to town on Friday. Hope to have a big crowd here to honor these kids. They've had an awesome season under first-year head coach Chad Thompson, and We hope the crowd can be out here to give them an awesome send-off for their final home game with only two games of the regular season left. Pick, we'll see you then.
Yes, please get out here for these guys.
Sophomores lost, Varsity Falls. Alleman up next Friday night. We'll see you then from John Field Gym. Stay tuned for Fighting Illini Basketball from Purdue up next on WGIL. Good night from John Field Gym.